Welcome to the Words of Life program, brought to you by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to hear about Jesus. In recognition of Mother's Day in the United States, Brother David Johnson will tell about the unselfish mother, Hannah. This is told in 1 Samuel 1, verses 10 through 20, with the words, "Pouring out my soul." Those words are also going to be Brother David Johnson's topic for the sermon today, as you will listen in a few minutes. First, we praise our Lord with song. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we praise your righteous name with thanksgiving for all that you do for us. Thank you for the salvation that is found in Jesus. Please use the words of this program for your glory and bless each of our listeners with peace, health, and convictions that are right with you. In the United States, we use a special Sunday to recognize mothers and share our gratitude for them. We thank you for mothers and their love that is beyond measure. And when Jesus comes, please help us to be ready to meet him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Using 1 Samuel 1:10 through 20, Brother David Johnson will now present Pouring Out My Soul.
It's great to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Pouring Out My Soul. And the text is found in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. Please listen to the Word of God. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, and said to her, How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and then went back to their home in Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him. This is the word of God. May he add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Today is a special day, at least in the United States and many other countries, set aside to celebrate motherhood. We call it Mother's Day. This message will focus on a mother of godly character. Most of us know the story of a godly woman of character named Hannah. The name Hannah is from the Hebrew and means grace or favor. And God certainly favored her as she poured out her heart, her soul, to richly receive God's grace. Let's consider some aspects of godly character evidenced in Hannah, according to our main text in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. Note in verse 10, she prayed to the Lord. In verse 12, she kept on praying to the Lord. Verse 13, she was praying in her heart. Verse 15, she was pouring out her soul to the Lord. Verse 16, praying here out of her great anguish and grief. Verse 20, when Hannah had her firstborn son, she named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him. That is, in persistent, heartfelt prayer with fervency. The name Samuel sounds like the Hebrew for heard of God. A woman of godly character is a praying believer, not just a smattering of petitions, but like the pouring out of my soul. Through Scripture, God speaks to us. However, it's through prayer that we speak to God. Godly character is saturated with a prayer life to the Lord. Some may think Hannah was just bargaining with God for a son. Consider 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Let's look closer at the character of her prayer and her vow to the Lord. Note Hannah's veneration, her reverence and homage, addressing God as Lord Almighty. Note twice that Hannah referred to herself toward the Lord as your servant, indicating her humility and her submissiveness. Note Hannah's unselfishness, where she said, I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. All of this presupposes offering her son under a Nazirite vow unto the Lord. However, normal Nazirite vows were made only for a specified period of time, a limited period of time. The non-shaving of hair on the head was one of the requirements of the Nazirite vow, as according to the book of Numbers, chapter 6 and verse 5. Hannah, on the other hand, was offering her son, after weaned, for a lifetime of full-time service to the Lord God. This underscores her sincerity, not any bargaining selfishness. Moreover, the Lord, being omniscient, all-knowing, knew in advance that Hannah would in fact honor her vow to the Lord, that it was heartfelt, that it was genuine. We should also understand that Hannah had no way of knowing in advance of her vow that the Lord would give her any more sons or daughters. Furthermore, Hannah vowed to give her only son to the Lord for service after he was weaned, which means off of her milk, which typically would have been in her day about 3 to 5 years old. Hannah kept her vow, indicating her integrity and her honesty. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 24. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an epheth, or 3/5 of a bushel of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. This was before Israel had kings and before they had any temple. The town of Shiloh was at that time under the judges of Israel, and Israel's focal point of worship was there as the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant resided in Shiloh. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 28. Hannah stated, So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. Godly character is certainly evidenced by commitment kept through her vow and her virtue. Today, probably most mothers would be thrilled to have their sons or daughters to grow up and become doctors, dentists, engineers or lawyers. But how many seriously, honestly, would be thrilled for their sons to become full-time preachers, pastors, or missionaries on foreign fields? Hannah, with only one son at the time, who had been barren, gave her son at perhaps age 5 to Eli, the high priest, to train him in full-time ministry to the Lord. So the godly character of Hannah is an example to all of us, included with prayer to the pouring out of her soul, her veneration toward the Lord Almighty, her humility and submissiveness as the Lord's servant, her unselfishness to give her only son to the Lord for a lifetime of service unto the Lord, her vow kept, proved her sincerity, not selfishness. Hannah indeed was a woman of integrity. But we don't want to miss one more most important godly characteristic of Hannah. Consider 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. There are many mothers and women who are people of upright character. That include humility, unselfishness, sincerity, integrity, and honesty, with commitments kept. But only true godly character especially includes genuine worship of the one true God. Genuine godliness includes heartfelt veneration, submission, and service unto the Lord. The fervency of a lifetime of persistent prayer is also a hallmark of a godly character that God desires of all believers, whether Old Testament saints or New Testament saints. In God's will and purpose, Hannah, who was barren, could not have children, became highly blessed. This godly mother gave back to God of her very best, her firstborn son, for full-time service unto the Lord. And the Lord blessed her abundantly. Consider 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 21. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Prayer and worship are distinctive features, especially of godly character. Listen to some of the words of Hannah's prayer of praise in worship to her Lord in 1 Samuel chapter 2, where it says, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn," or strength, "is lifted high. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his saints. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Here, her focus was the godly joy of a mother exulting a song of thanksgiving in worshipful prayer unto the Lord her God. It is especially remarkable in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 10 that says in part, "He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn," or strength, of his anointed. Hannah was inspired of the Holy Spirit to praise, including king, before Israel had any kings. And his anointed, or Messiah, which is the very first time anointed is revealed in Scripture regarding a person other than only priests or prophets, which probably then refers to Jesus the Christ, the Messiah who was to come, who alone is king, prophet, and priest. His, that is God's, anointed one. Today, mothers and all believers can exhibit genuine godly character similar to Hannah with our consecration and commitment to the Lord, genuinely from our hearts. A mother overheard a woman state, "I'd give 20 years of my life to have a son or a daughter such as that, honest, hardworking, and tender-hearted." The mother responded, "That's what I've given, 20 years and more of my life to strive to raise a godly child." Godly women, men, sons, and daughters are not overnight successes, but instead are raised up in the Lord, and as slowly but surely are molded by the Spirit of God into the character of Christ. Godly character is God's inner craftsmanship as we cooperate today with the Holy Spirit indwelling the born-again, baptized believer. Before anyone can develop godly character today, they must receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord, and then also receive the second gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit in order to work into our hearts, minds, and wills and lives the fruit of the Spirit, from joy to self-control, along with the spiritual gift or gifts that only the Holy Spirit can endow in the born-again baptized believer, and then also to guide and direct throughout a lifetime of faith. But we must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So, listener, how is your relationship with the Lord today? Are you in Christ Jesus? How is your character? Is it godly, as is described and revealed in Scripture, with Hannah as a good example of godliness? As you strive to be men and women, young people, yes, mothers and fathers, in godly living, always remember that fervency of prayer is so very important.
My soul.
If you were present in a typical Church of Christ, after the sermon, we would be singing what is called an invitation song. The purpose is to encourage people to accept Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Even though you are not physically present with us, we encourage you to make a true commitment of faith to Jesus. The book of Acts shows us that people who had faith in Jesus also repented of sin, confessed Jesus as Savior, and were also baptized by immersion in water. To receive a free CD of this and next week's program, request program number 2019. That's 2019. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing them all.